I guess what I find so bizarre is the picking of winners and losers when there's no rhyme or reason. That's what Tom Mahaney told us from Boyne Valley here just a moment ago. And my next guest knows exactly what he's talking about, because her store is being ordered to remain closed while stores right next door that sell basically the same thing are allowed to stay open. Kelly Murphy is the owner of Kelly's Consignments. And Kelly, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
So you're right in the Okemos, Hazlitt, Meridian Township, just outside of Lansing area, correct?
We are.
All right. So tell me, Kelly Consignments, I've been there. It's a fairly big footprint. You know, used clothes and shoes and purses and garments and furniture and all sorts of things, right? That's what it is. High-end, nice stuff. Tell me about what you sell.
We sell men's and women's clothing, purses, shoes, accessories for your body and for your home. So we have a huge furniture department and a 24,000 square foot building that is full of merchandise.
Yeah, and like I say, high quality stuff. It's good stuff. I've been there. You do a very nice job, but the problem is you haven't done that job in, what, 2 months now, because you've been ordered to stay closed, and yet you are in the shadow of big stores that basically sell the same stuff. Is that correct?
Yes, and I learned that the other day when I went to Home Depot and Target to do curbside pickup, and I'm thinking, watching people walk out with the same merchandise that I sell at my store, and I can walk to my store from their store, but I can't be open.
And what is the reason given for that? I mean, is it science that somehow Kelly's Consignments is going to be the epicenter of some COVID-19 outbreak? I mean, let's be honest about this. If you can shop at Home Depot and you can shop at Target and you can shop at the grocery store and you can go to all these different places, why is your store closed? And didn't you try to open?
I did. I tried to open this week on Tuesday. I announced it on Monday afternoon with all of the CDC guidelines followed, like all of the big box stores are doing. And Tuesday morning, I found out that I was at risk due to Section 3.5 of my loan from the MEDC, that I would be putting that loan at risk, which, of course, I couldn't do. So I announced that I still had to postpone because I couldn't risk losing that funding. And then a half hour later, I got the call from Sergeant McCready at Meridian Township Police, who had been wonderful, by the way, but he had to serve me with the cease and desist order from the prosecuting attorney's office. And that was accompanied with a packet from the governor's office about the executive order. So, you know, I'm a law-abiding citizen, but I don't think it's right.
Well, it's not right. So you're in a place where you need the funding to survive, but you also need to open your doors to survive. And
right.
If you do one, you lose the other. And so
right.
Is there any indication whatsoever when you can open your doors? Because it doesn't make any sense. It's like when the governor tells us you can use a grocery cart, but you can't use a golf cart. I mean, come on. That's just that's utterly stupid. Let me be kind. It's utterly stupid. How do you move forward?
Well, I think what people don't understand is they say you're crying and you got funding. Well, the funding is going to get me out of the hole. The amount of money that they gave you was thinking that you would be closed for maybe a month. You know, I got a month's worth of my bills covered. But what people don't understand is now what I have to qualify for is a loan. And you have
to pay that money back. But let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Kelly Murphy here, owner of Kelly's Consignments, basically in the shadow of the state capitol. Do you want a government check? Or would you just rather run your business?
I want to open my business. Because the government checks are, one of them is, yes, they say it's going to be forgiven, but that's all still to be, you know, figured out. The other stuff is a loan. So as a business owner small businesses don't have a surplus of money. So now I have to work in now another loan payment on top of, so you can't just use that money to get out of the hole. You have to use it to somehow figure out how to grow in this market, which we don't even know what it's going to be like when we get to open. So now you have to figure in another loan payment on top of what you already are struggling with. That's what people don't understand.
And that's, you know, and that brings me back to declarations of being essential. You're essential. You're not. You can open. You can't. And if you try to open, then the bullies show up. Because I don't know how else to take the threats you got. Other than you're being bullied.
They're strong-arming us, and they're dictating where people can go shop for things. And that's not the liberty of living in the United States of America.
I would say not.
If you couldn't walk into Target and buy a shirt, I wouldn't be talking. If you couldn't walk in and buy the same stuff that I have in my store, I wouldn't be barking. But if you can go into this one and buy it, and you can't walk next door and buy it from this one, where is the liberty in that?
No, there's no liberty in that.
No.
There's no liberty in that whatsoever, and so I you know, I feel for you because, you know, I just talked to a gentleman here moments ago whose business is allowed to open for the first time in 8 weeks tomorrow because he's in Region 6.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we've had, 500 cases in Ingham County where you live, a county of, 400,000 people and 400 cases, something like that, 500. The fact of the matter is the majority of those cases are in nursing homes and elsewhere. I guess my question to you is, are you just praying for it to end? Where do you go from here, Kelly?
Well, the simple fact that you can go and have a beer and a burger, but you can't get your hair cut makes me a little bit worried that come next week, I don't know that we're going to be able to get opened. I'm anxiously awaiting to hear what's going to happen. And then you have to pray that, I mean, the big box stores are in the triple digits of growth in their online sales this first quarter because they've been forced to shop online. Are the people going to come back and shop at the local places, or are they going to keep shopping online? And something that they don't even think about is when you order something from Amazon or any of the big box places and it gets delivered to your front door, you have no idea how many people have already touched that item. They think safe in doing it. If you're that afraid of the virus, then you shouldn't be going anywhere. You shouldn't be ordering anything.
Exactly right. I agree with you, Kelly, and I hope that you make it because you sound like a good, proud American, and I like it.
Kelly Murphy. I am.
Kelly Murphy, owner of Kelly's Consignments. Tell people where they can find you.
My name's Kelly Johnson. Sorry.
Why is it on? I'm sorry. That's all right. Somebody's got it wrong on here. I apologize for
that. Okay.
That's all right.
Okay.
Kelly Johnson, tell them where they can find you.
5000 Marsh Road in Okemos, Michigan. It's across from Olive Garden.
And online.
Kelly'sConsignments.com, and you can shop our e-commerce site on there. You can buy gift cards. You can buy shirts, shoes, furniture, everything on there.
There you go, Kelly. You have a great weekend. We're
thank you.
We're hoping it works out for you. Greatly appreciate
awesome.
It.
Awesome. Thank All you right. so much. Thank
there you.
You.
Quick break. By the way, for the first time ever, the entire infrastructure and heavy highway industry are coming together to host virtual hiring events across Michigan. It's coming up on June the 4th. There'll be dozens of employers ready to hire now for their upcoming projects. These events are for anyone and everyone who wants to be part of building and rebuilding the infrastructure of the great state of Michigan. You can find out more about these events. June 4th, it'll be held from 10 until noon in southern Michigan, 1 until 3 for northern Michigan. Go to the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page to register and find out more. Get your resumes around, boys and girls, because there's going to be hiring going on June the 4th. Quick break. You're in the No Panic Zone.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us. But it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DT employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DT Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.